an ESPN article about Bill Snyder that he is a mere mortal like the rest of us. If you want to hear the Twitter submissions I got to the fantasy football K-State spring game draft, I can drop some of those. Our teams, again, we did an actual draft where we were going through. You don't get free reign to pick everybody. So my team wound up being Skylar Thompson, Justin Silman, Corey Sutton, and Tyler Burns. Tyler has Alex Delton, Isaiah Zuber, Mike McCoy, and Byron Pringle. And the Mitch team that was auto-drafted via Brennan was Alex Barnes, Winston Dimmel, Carlos Strickland, and Hunter Hall, the third-string quarterback and the only other quarterback playing. Let's see what you think here about what people put up. In the teams that I got, I can't tell you that every single one had Skylar Thompson, so most people are thinking along the same lines as I am about Alex Delton's biggest trait that he could rack up yards and points with in the fantasy world is running the ball. That's going to be eliminated, you know, for the most part with the touch rules on the quarterback in the spring game. Mike McCoy on all but one as the running back. So people are highest on Mike McCoy. And maybe everybody thinks along the same lines I do with Alex Barnes, too, that he may get the least amount of use just because he is the frontline, you know, first-team guy. But I thought there'd be more Justin Silman. I feel like part of that is wishful thinking for fans. Like, people are just excited about Mike McCoy. Yeah. And hoping, and I'm not trying to say that Mike McCoy won't do big things. I'd love to see it, and the guy's talented. I mean, incredibly talented. Having watched him play a lot in high school, I know how talented the guy is. But to count on that in the spring game, I don't know. Not sure about that.
It's kind of similar to making that trendy 14 over a 3 pick in the NCAA tournament. It doesn't necessarily make logistically, it doesn't make a ton of sense, but you want to go that way. You feel like there's a chance, and you want to be outside the box with your thinking a little bit.
Yeah, the other one that surprised me that made a couple teams, guy that I picked, Corey Sutton, he was on a handful of teams here that I got, some as the receiver, some as the flex guy. And maybe, I don't know, I can't imagine that everybody is remembering that he had three catches for 85 yards and a tremendous touchdown grab in last year's spring game, but maybe they do. Maybe that's what everyone is basing that on. I liked Sutton and the flashes that he showed throughout the year. Problem with receivers is it just becomes difficult because there are so many of them that K-State has. There's just a lot of depth at receiver, and you don't really know who's going to be the guy that breaks out and has a big spring game. That could go a lot of different ways.
Is it? Does it please the court for a little breaking news right here? Is
that okay? Give me 1 second.
Okay.
So here are, Chris submitted this team. He has Skylar Thompson, Mike McCoy, Byron Pringle, Corey Sutton. I think that's pretty darn solid. Scott, very similar. The only difference there is Isaiah Zuber instead of Byron Pringle. So he goes Skylar Thompson, Mike McCoy, Corey Sutton, Isaiah Zuber. David, Skylar Thompson, Tyler Burns as his running back. Isaiah Zuber and Mike McCoy is the flex. So, okay, he does have two running backs there with McCoy and Burns, and then Zuber the receiver. That team to me feels, I don't know. That's taking some chances. I'll say that. I think that is a high-risk, high-reward team.
Yeah, I would agree.
Right there. But appreciate all those who participated on Twitter in the draft. Keep track of your points, man. And we certainly will with ours, and we'll announce a winner probably next Wednesday, looking like, for the schedule because of the way things set up.
We can either cover the Snyder thing and save this for the end of the segment. Or
No. Give me the breaking news.
Okay. So earlier I tweeted about...
This better be, like, really legitimate breaking. Well,
I think it's of interest. Earlier we talked about the new basketball player coming in, Ahmad Wainwright, new JUCO basketball player. Mm-hmm. Which
committed to K-State.
In itself, and not huge news, but I did just receive a tweet from Ishmael Wainwright, his older brother, who played at Baylor and is now switching to the Baylor football team. And he says, y'all thought it was only one Wainwright. Lil Bro is much better than me. No, they got to worry about the scoring Wainwright. So he's standing up for his brother and saying that he's the better basketball player of the two.
Well, he's saying he's the better scorer.
Sure. But he just says Lil Bro is much better than me.
Oh, well, but wasn't there a part about scoring here?
Yeah, at the end. Yeah, you can look at it for yourself.
Okay. They got to worry about the scoring Wainwright. Well, it does. Ish Wainwright did not score very much.
He was Baylor's fourth leading scorer last year's team.
Just don't tell Ish Wainwright that we used to sit and make fun of him on Media World.
I won't. I will not send that back to him. No.
He is a big dude. That would scare me. All right. Well,
we're going to see. I mean, I think we're going to see him in Manhattan when Baylor comes here to play football this fall. So
we could. Yeah. Maybe it's a better. Maybe it's better than it looks on paper. Again, the info that we have, if you're just joining us about that, at one point he was committed to North Texas. He backed out of that when they had a coaching change. So now he is coming to K-State, 6'5", wing. They still have one scholarship left that's likely going to go to a big guy. I mean, it almost has to go to a big guy. This is some of the freedom they had with the other scholarship. They could add somebody more versatile. This looks more like a Wesley Wundu type replacement. Could be in the same mold as a Xavier Sneed. Sounds like he does a lot of things, fills up the stat sheet. Could have scored more than 14 points a game per his JUCO coach had he been more selfish. So that's the info that we've been able to track down today so far on Ahmad Wainwright, newest Kansas State Wildcat. We are running out of time a little bit for this, but very good article on ESPN.com about Bill Snyder, chronicling just they did a good job. They talked to Jim Colbert, talked to Sean Snyder, Del Miller, a lot of insight just into how Bill Snyder is dealing with the cancer diagnosis and just his mind and the way that he works, what makes him tick in general. I thought it was very well done. And there were actually a few things that I think I learned, a couple stories that I really hadn't heard before, one of which was that in like 1990, they wanted to paint the new logo on the field. They didn't even have the money to hire someone to do it professionally, so it was just oil painted on there by somebody, and I didn't really say who. That was a new one that I had never heard before. There were some stories that are some of the classics that we have heard. Snyder put it on the parka in 102-degree weather in 2-a-days to prove that he's tough enough to do that, so don't complain about the heat. That's a good one. And that is the type of thing that makes him seem immortal.
Mm-hmm.
But this, is there anything more relatable and like making you seem like just an average Joe to everybody than struggling playing the game of golf? I if there is not a more humanizing story about Bill Snyder than him struggling at playing golf, I think I'm not sure that I've heard it. And yeah. I like this a lot. It's from Jim Colbert, who was quoted in the article, but this says, this is talking Bill Snyder post-retirement. Colbert trying to work with Snyder after the coach retired in 2005 in golf. They tried left-handed. They tried right-handed. Their efforts were futile. Snyder struggled with pretty much everything in those early retirement days. Left-handed and right-handed. Tried it out, man, with golf and just couldn't get it to go.
But some of the greatest coaches the K-State has had in recent memory have not been very good golfers. Frank Martin was not a good golfer when he was at K-State.
Did you golf with him?
I golfed right behind his group, so I had the unfortunate pleasure of seeing a little bit of his game, and he was as angry at his clubs and the golf ball as he was at his players sometimes. Yeah,
I was just going to say, did he call it the most selfish golf club he's ever swung?
It was funny. It was really entertaining.
Did they all make it through the round?
Yeah, I did. So far as I know. But,
okay. Well, yeah, honestly, it is. If you're a coach, probably a good sign. Yeah, if you're a worse golfer, maybe you're a better coach. There may be a correlation there, spending less time on the golf course. But I just, you know, Bill Snyder in so many ways is like immortal, just on a different level than us.
But of course he can't play golf.
But there's one thing. There's one thing. Golf, even with the help of a pro.
Yeah.
Jim Colbert finished fourth at the Masters once upon a time. And even with Colbert's help.
Now, even, I don't know how much golf Snyder played when he was younger, but if he was just really getting into the game for the first time after he retired, you know, when he's still over 60 years old, that's gonna be tough to get really good at the game at that point in your life.
Well, I can't golf either. I mean, I tried in college for the first time. I tagged along with you and Brandon back in the day.
We did do that.
It's not good. We'll wrap up the show with You Can't Be Serious next.